The sheriff's office is being criticized for some by being too overbearing when a kinder and gentler approach could have been taken a couple of weeks ago when officers followed a couple of kids who had attempted to steal beer. Sheriff Dave Edmonds says they likely wouldn't have even known about the party, but when they found out and they followed in there, he says no one was accommodating.
We tried to really soft sell it initially, and it's important to note, we were called to the attention of this party because there was an attempted, what could have been an attempted robbery that went down at a store. They tried to run out the store with some beer, and allegedly one of them may have tried to use some force to do so, but they, fortunately for them, they dropped the beer and ran and took off. But that's how we became aware of this party in the first place. We didn't go looking for it. And when we got there, we tried to talk with the homeowner and tried to do everything in our power to rectify the situation before we had to go out and get a search warrant and all the things that eventually took place.
After reading the letter to the editor from Joe Tesh and Dave McFarlane, Edmonds says he didn't like the tone of it and he doesn't think it's fair to his officers.
When we get called to the scene of these situations, it's a very difficult thing for us. I mean, you know, my deputies have a lot of discretion. I give them that discretion for a very specific purpose. I want them to assess the situation. I don't want there to be just a cookie cutter way that we handle any situation. And they went out there and tried to do the best that they could with the information that they had. They tried to seek cooperation, didn't get it. It wasn't just alcohol. There were drugs that were there. Marijuana and mushrooms were both present there. And, you know, it's important to note that we weren't dealing with, kids. They keep trying to call these individuals kids. And the vast majority, well, at least a strong percentage of them were not kids. They were adults.
Those juveniles under 18 at the party were released to their parents. They had to haul the unidentified adults to the county jail, he says, to find out who they were.
And the reason why so many of them had to be booked is they were very uncooperative. We could not identify who they were. It's simply impossible for a peace officer at the scene of an enforcement action to issue a citation to somebody who we don't know who they are. Many of these kids had become extremely uncooperative and just they would not provide identification. A lot of the kids didn't have identification on them. So the ones that were 18, they had to be booked. We didn't have a choice.
He says they were able to ID them by getting them to jail, taking fingerprints, and running them through the system. He notes, however, that adults aren't typically released to their parents.
When we go down to the jail, they get fingerprinted when they get booked. We run those fingerprints through APHIS. We have to confirm who somebody is. We cannot give a citation to some fictitious individual. We have to be able to identify you. And had they been willing to do that, there's a solid chance that they could have been issued a citation and left. But releasing adults to their parents is not something we normally do, Leslie. If you're 18 and you commit a crime and there's enforcement action taken against you, we don't release you to your parents because you're not a child anymore. You're an adult.
While his office certainly isn't out to ruin a college-bound student's chances of a scholarship or admittance into the service, he says committing a crime does have consequences.
The adults do have to face consequences, and to say that we don't give deference to youthful offenders I think is unfair. We do give deference to those people because they are youthful offenders. They're still adults, the ones that are 18, but nevertheless, we try to do what we can to mitigate that. We understand that they're still developmentally probably not where a 50-year-old would be, and we try to take that into consideration. But at the end of the day, people must be responsible for their actions. They have to be.
Consuming alcohol, he says, creates problems. And to those who say he could have looked the other way and done nothing about this, he says he's doing his job. He doesn't regret the action they took, but with no cooperation, he says they did what they needed to do. The incident will be forwarded to the Citizens Advisory Board for further review.
They advise me all the time, and these are definitely not yes people. People on that board are very quick to disagree with me when they feel like I've done something wrong, and we'll have them review it, and if they've got some recommendations, we'll look at those.
That's Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.